Well, it's not the first time someone's done that. The whole title belt thing is never meant to be towards anybody. It started in practice, and it's not meant to be showing up their team. But some people, the Cardinals last year, different players, John Abraham, have decided to do it against me, and so be it. Not a big deal.
Yeah, that's a bit.
The genesis of it? It's good work. Just starting practice on the scout team, trying to find ways to get those guys to take that seriously and enjoy it, have fun with it. A lot of times on the scout team, you got guys who, wish they were starters, or older guys who aren't playing, or important backups who might not want to put as much effort into the scout team as maybe you do as a young quarterback trying to make that your whole game. So I just tried to make it fun. So the celebrating kind of grew, and the guys enjoyed it.
So knowing that raw experience a couple of years ago didn't inspire you at all into doing it?
Yeah, I told Matt.
Matt told me that you attended one of those.
I told him to make that up. Gotcha.
Aaron, was there any post-second concussion that you thought about when you would come back and took your game differently at all or anything like that to deliver these numbers you put up in since?
No, I mean, I wanted to come back that week. Obviously, it turned out it wasn't in my best interest. I think that's the decision we all came to. But I think the 2 days that really were tough for me were Wednesday and Thursday, because I came in, they sent me home. And never been sent home from work before. But sent home from school, and that's a lot of fun. But you sent home from work, and it's tough, because you can't be with the guys. You miss the meetings. You miss the locker room jokes. You miss being on the field with them. So I think I just had a renewed energy when I came back the next week to just enjoy it. I think it's that much more. And realizing that a lot of times the practice kind of goes by my energy and my enthusiasm, I just wanted to make sure that I brought everything to the table and didn't take it for granted. It's tough to miss a game. You know? When you go from being a backup for 3 years to the starter, you relish those opportunities. And when it gets kind of taken away from you, it's just really tough to not be able to impact on the game. And I was very proud of Matt. I thought he played great. Felt like a big brother watching. But when I got back, I just wanted to make sure that I enjoyed it and prepared myself to play as well as I had to, because I knew we had to win our last two to get in.
Aaron, they're known as a cover two team. Do they mix some man with that, or are they one of the more confusing defenses to try to figure out from what you've seen?
Well, they do a great job around their scheme. I think it's almost a misnomer now. A lot of the Tampa 2 teams are running more single safety stuff. So if you just go by the computers, they're more of a single safety team. But Tampa 2 is a defense that they like to use in long yardage situations and also when they're ahead in the game. They've run that for a number of years. Obviously, Lovie is kind of based on that through Tony Dungy, who brought it over from Tampa Bay. But that's something they do well. But like I said, not as much as you might think.
Can you describe the tone of this rivalry? I mean, it seems like the 80s that there was genuine hatred between the players. I don't know how you work out with Charles Turner, some of them, most of the other guys. Is it more respectful, maybe?
I think there's a lot of respect in this rivalry. You know, Jay and I are buddies, but we're not going to text this week. Charles and I are not going to probably talk this week. But there's a respect level, I think, when you get on the field. They have a number of guys who played in the league for a long time, and I think you can't help but, when you're playing against guys like that, have respect for them and what they've done in their careers. But, you know, it's about getting the Super Bowl this week, so there's not going to be a whole lot of friendship out there until after the game.
Would you describe your relationship with Jay, and how did you come to that decision that there'd be no texting this week?
Well, I think it's kind of a mutual thing. He's had the opportunity to text me. He hasn't texted me. So. You know, Jay and I have known each other for a few years. The big thing that helped our friendship out was my little brother is a student and athlete at Vanderbilt University. Obviously, Jay went there. And Jay kind of played my role in helping him kind of be like a big brother to him in Vanderbilt, kind of helping him around town and getting his feet wet out there. Also, you know, helping him with that decision and why that would be a good decision. So. Definitely, as a big brother, you thank Jay for that and appreciate his role in helping my little brother feel comfortable out there.
Aaron, it looks like you and Urlacher are playing chess out there before the snap. Does he make it any more difficult for you to kind of do your thing as far as making decisions?
Brian's probably my favorite player to play against. just because I enjoy the seconds between snaps. He's a very funny guy in the field. I know a lot of his calls probably don't mean a whole lot, and he probably knows the same thing about some of my calls. So we have some fun with the banter back and forth, not only between plays, TV timeouts, at the line of scrimmage. A lot of respect, I think. Definitely on my side. I don't know how he feels about me. He said he voted for me for the Pro Bowl. I don't know if he's lying or not. But a lot of respect on this side for the way he plays, the way he's played this season. But somebody I really enjoy playing against.
Aaron, I think on a touchdown pass to James Jones the other night, you said that you moved him and Donald Driver around in the formation. Number one, how often do you do that? And number two, what does that say about Donald's unselfishness and maybe how much he wants to keep winning here?
Yeah, we all want to keep winning, but that's definitely a position where Donald would have been the guy, but it was kind of something that James had brought to me. Saying, hey, I think I might be able to get him if I give him a stutter move. So when I got in the huddle, I was trying to figure out who was where because of the different personnel we were in. And Donald said, hey, just take my position over there. We'll make it work. So a situation like that with 2 minutes left, under 2 minutes and a half to be able to drive down and then for Donald to make that unselfish decision there. And then for James to make a hell of a catch. That put us up seven. Then obviously Tremont's pick was a big play of the game there.
Aaron, did this game go beyond the rivalry at all? Because the next game, the winner goes on to the Super Bowl, or does it take this rivalry just to the next level, the next step?
I think it wasn't my fault. I think it takes the rivalry to the next level. I think there's only been one other. We've met 181 times, I believe. This is the 182nd. One other time in the playoffs, I believe, in the 30s or early 40s. 41. Thank you, Ed. It's great that so much history, the longest running rivalry in the National Football League, to have one of us, the winner of this game, go to the Super Bowl is pretty special.
Aaron, during the game last Saturday, Troy Aikman said that if he was picking a quarterback to start a franchise, it would be you, and your name is now being mentioned with Manning and Brady and those guys. What does that mean to you?
Well, it's quite an honor. I mean, it really is any time I'm mentioned in the same sense with those guys. And, I have a lot of respect for Troy and what he did in his career. He's probably being a little bit too generous. I think to be mentioned in the same category as those guys, we have to put some more hardware around here. I appreciate the kind words from Troy. Like I said, I want to win championships. And I think, you start comparing yourselves to different guys, maybe when your career's winding down or it's over.
What about how you're playing right now? Is this the level you always knew you could attain?
I mean, I say the similar things every week, but I mean them. The way I prepare, the time I put in, I expect to play well. That doesn't always happen, obviously. Sometimes I make poor decisions, throw the ball not as well as I want to. Defense out-schemes us or makes plays out there. But the last couple weeks, I've played the kind of football I think you need to play to win playoffs. Other than my, poor turnover there against Philly, I've taken care of the football. I've been pretty efficient throwing the football.
Aaron, what's your take on Mike Florio and his website and his judgment on some of the things that were said about you earlier in the week?
Well, I think that the final judgment is he maybe jumped to conclusions a little bit too quickly. But I'm just glad that we're able to put that behind us and move forward.
Aaron, obviously, you're not going to be a very effective quarterback in Green Bay unless you can play in cold conditions. You've been phenomenal in all your playoff starts, particularly indoors, but when you go outdoors in a game like this, how does it affect the passing game and what things do you have to be more mindful of?
Well, I've only played three playoff games, two indoors and one outdoors. I think anytime you're playing in Chicago, the weather is an issue, the field could be an issue potentially. You just have to understand how to be effective in those conditions. As the ball gets colder, it gets a little bit slicker. You just have to understand how to throw it. Now, Mike, I kind of like practicing indoors in the winter. Mike, created that outdoor area where you can practice outdoors. And as much as I like to fight it sometimes, it really probably does help us to be able to practice in that weather in December and now in January as well.
How big an asset is the running game, Ben? Even last weekend when it didn't get, 5, 6, 10 yards to carry, but I mean, at least you consistently got something out of it.
Well, I saw Mike's press conference, and I know that I'll echo something that he likes to say. it's not always about the yards per carry. It's about the number of carries. It really is true. As much as I like to tease Mike at times, it's important for us to at least be patient with the running game. And James did a great job against Philadelphia, making big time runs. I think only 66 yards against Atlanta last week, but 25 carries. So at least we're able to give the look as if we're trying to attempt the run game, which really helps out the play action game. And we had some success in the play action against Atlanta, had success against Philadelphia as well. So it needs to be something that, you're playing Chicago. They're a tough defense. They play the run very well. They have to at least think we're gonna run it for us to be successful in our play action game.
Aaron, this is the biggest game that you've taken part of. Can you get a sense of the magnitude of this game, obviously with the throng of media here and so forth?
Yeah, I mean, there's obviously a lot more attention to it. There's, two teams left in the NFC, so obviously there's going to be a lot of focus on us. But it's something you dream about as a kid and look forward to. Kind of been around it in 07 when we won the NFC Championship. Obviously wasn't up here doing this, but, I think I paid attention to what our leaders went through and the kind of commitments they had. I think the key is to be able to focus on your preparation still. You can't let the other distractions and the magnitude of the game take you away from the most important thing, and that's getting ready to play.
The confidence left the Bears defense that relatively contained you personally?
Personally?
Yeah. The numbers are good, but not great. Yeah.
They play well together. They got good players. There's a familiarity with our two teams. They play pretty well together.
Mike talked about the five wides you have capable of playing all five different spots against a defense that really doesn't trump up a lot of coverages. How advantageous is that they're so flexible?
Well, I think it's important when you're trying to get the ball to different guys that you can move everybody around, knowing that each person would play in different spots. Some plays we draw up for Greg, some plays for Donald, some plays for James, Jordy, et cetera. You have to be able to move those guys around, move Greg inside, give them a different look. If they do want to play some man coverage, which they do at certain times, you want to be able to give, Greg a different defender at different times, give Donald a different guy matchup against, and hope that you can find the best matchup within those big five sets.
Aaron, Brett Favre earlier this week said that he picked you guys to win the Super Bowl and said you're the best quarterback left. Does that mean anything to you, and have you talked at all to him?
Well, again, just like the Troy Aikman comment, anytime I'm getting a comment like that from somebody who's had a ton of success in the NFL, it's quite an honor.